Hello, juicy grapelets, and welcome back to this week's episode of Dollar Store Grape Juice. This is episode number 8.
Ooh. That's right, we're going to have 2 guests. Devin Flores and Callum Lowe. So let's give a great welcome to Callum Lowe and Devin Flores while we pour the grape juice.
Today we have a sparkling rosé, which is actually something we haven't had before, so I'm very excited.
Yeah, what even is rosé? I'm not an alcoholic.
It's a mix of red and white.
It's okay, I got it.
It looks very fancy. It's got like a pink...
pink label.
But it's the whole bottle.
I know I have this entire bottle of root beer to myself, but I may have to partake later.
Maybe. But your cup is full of Skittles, because now we're going to have Grace explain our spread.
Yes! So... for this week's spread, first of all, we obviously have our sparkling rosé. We have some tropical Skittles, because that's what the vending machine had.
You put a piece of plastic in my cup.
That's funny.
And we have little raspberry shortbread cookies, also from the vending machine, courtesy of the quarters in my mom's car. We also have pretzels, which are kind of loud, so I don't want to eat them. And we also have cheesy Chex Mix, similar to our previous episode, number 7. Now, I believe it's time to do a little review on a grape juice, so I clink, and I'll take a clink and sip, and we'll talk about how we feel.
Callum has drank most of it already.
Yes, I have. Last episode, we actually didn't have grape juice because Devin didn't show up yet, so we just used water.
Hey, secret. This doesn't really, I don't know how I feel.
It's not as strong as the other ones.
It's a very earthy tone. It's a...
Devin, you're not even drinking
it. It's a very frothy head.
No, drink it.
Frothy head.
Okay, here.
You're so stupid.
Why do you drink it like...
you have to swirl it. Do
swirl
a little
it.
Garlic.
Hold it in your mouth.
See, this is interesting because we all hated the white.
No, I didn't.
Yeah,
it's we
not
did.
Like dog
we
food.
Did. We hated the white. Except for me. I enjoyed the white mildly.
I liked it.
But this is interesting. It's a very light.
Yeah.
What do you guys think our top grape juice has been so far? I have to go with the sangria.
The original one.
Sangria.
The original
sangria
red or white.
I did
good.
Like the sangria as well. Tabitha lucked out on that.
Red is always good.
Red
I think it's very classic.
Of course,
red is very rich. Devin, what flavor tropical Skittle did you just grab?
Green and yellow flavor.
I think you mean banana berry and kiwi lime.
There's no lemon in here.
There's mango.
Lemons
bro.
Don't
tangelo
grow in the tropics.
And strawberry starfruit and
they
pineapple
do.
Passion.
I know exactly. So what happens?
Anyway.
All right.
Where
first
our,
topic.
Yeah. Oh, my Manchington Mansion level is 2,040, so thank you.
Good job.
Took a long time to get there.
You could very soon be at 2,048.
Oh my god, so exciting. Okay, next topic.
Devin, if you were a fruit tree, what kind of fruit tree would you be?
Ooh, a fruit tree. I think I would have to be,
you took too long to answer, so
banana tree. It would be a banana tree.
I actually really hate bananas.
I also really hate bananas, but...
he wasn't talking about the bananas, he was talking about the tree.
I know, but...
what do banana trees look like?
I think they're like...
Callum, if you were a rock, what size would you be, and where would you, like, be? Like, in a river, in a cave, or what?
I would be a little, like... I think I would be a pothole.
Okay.
Like, I would be really...
Because you're very inconvenient.
Yeah.
We forgot. Our Taylor Swift this song this week. Our Taylor Swift song
this last
song.
Episode.
No. It's a new episode, new song. Therefore, our song is We Are Never Getting Back Together because Grace
again.
And Devin are broken
again.
Up.
Wait,
yes,
already
we
done
are.
That one.
Have we? When?
Yes. When?
It was Tabitha's.
Sorry, my mistake. I don't listen to these.
What's
episodes.
Another one about breakups? Dear John, but we're changing the lyrics to Dear Devin.
Yes, yes. This girl just texted me, are you at the library? Yeah.
Say no. Say no.
Which girl?
Where is she?
Where is she?
Tell her to go away.
She could be anywhere.
This library is so big.
There's a kid that hates me also in the library. But from what I know about him,
where?
I don't. He's over there.
Oh, that.
You can't really see him.
I want to see him.
From what I know about him, I don't think he actually studies, so I'm pretty sure he's just vaping in the corner, so.
Devin vapes all the time.
Sure, I do.
That's why him and
Grace That's why Devin and I broke up.
Yep.
BFFs.
Okay.
Michelle is my only real friend.
Yep.
Okay.
Get fricked, Callum.
So, Devin, can you tell us about your mom?
My mother is a lovely woman.
Does she have a favorite color?
Her favorite color is blue.
When was the last time she hugged you?
He was 6 years old.
It was pretty recently. It was last weekend.
Speak into the microphone.
Last week?
No, wait. I might have said goodnight the other day. I may have said goodnight the other day, and
wow,
that would have been the last time.
Ew, I just touched a piece of gum under the table.
That's pretty gross.
Callum, when was the last time you kissed your mom on the cheek?
I don't think he has.
This is sad. And a hush fell
wow
over the crowd.
Holy cow.
Do you know when you hugged her last?
Probably like, I'm going to say estimate a month and a half ago.
Wow. Sad. I hugged my mom last night.
I hugged Maya Steinke's mom like 2 weeks ago.
Hey, there you go.
Mrs. Steinke, if you're out there, I'm sorry I didn't respond to your text. I forgot. But, yeah.
Let's talk about 1X.
Oh, boy. 1X.
Yes, are we all in? Well, you two are in different casts. Me and Grace are in the same because I'm a director.
She's a very good director.
Please excuse that noise. That was me opening up a
that
bag of pretzels.
That was so loud.
That was fairly loud.
1X are like plays, but shorter because
and,
we're not
funny.
Good enough.
The most dramatic ones.
There was one dramatic one the summer between our freshman and sophomore year.
Oh, yeah. What was it called? Jess Squared?
No,
that
was ours.
Funny one.
No, the other one was about a girl with cancer. I don't remember how it went.
It ended up like she died. But
yeah.
She like changed everyone's life.
Knocked down.
Yeah, and Callan.
Oh, yeah.
Callan was like a girl, like a celebrity.
Callan. Not Callum.
Yeah, Callan. Callum didn't exist yet.
Yeah. Anyways.
Callan wasn't even a cop.
Devin is also a director. He's directing a show about people taking a test. Is that correct?
Yes. It follows the short-lived adventures of a girl named Alice who did not study for her test the night before and is now royally screwed.
Wow. What's your favorite test that you've ever taken?
Chemistry ones were always fun.
Do you cheat on tests?
No.
Have you ever cheated on a test, Devin?
Probably. But then who hasn't? Oh yeah, I'm co-directing with Erica Dinker. Shout out to Erica Dinker, one of the greatest human beings on earth.
Okay. Callum,
what did we slam Erica about the other day?
Erica, she was like, she doesn't like the new Taylor Swift.
Okay, yeah. Devin retracts his previous statement.
Yep. Callum. Is in a different one act about a murder, right?
Yeah.
Callum gets murdered repeatedly.
No, I don't.
Do you do it? Are you the murderer?
Everyone murders them. It's like Murder on the Orient Express. That's how.
Oh, because I know what
that
is.
Spoilers.
Anyway.
Who do you play?
I play a millionaire. It's just a bunch of stereotypical characters. And they each have like flashbacks to. It's very complicated. I don't want to explain it.
It's too complicated for our small brains.
Yep.
I used to be in a few murder. I was in like a yearly murder mystery. We change every year. 1 year, Mitch Karmis directed it.
Who's that?
If you lived in this town long enough,
Names of people from my state.
He
and
played
expects
Donkey
people to know.
In Shrek at East.
That was like what?
Yeah, because I saw that.
That was 5 years ago.
I said, if you have been around long enough. Anyway, it was called, and then there were none, and nobody actually murdered anyone, and everybody just kept on feigning their own deaths in the middle of the show in order to escape the non-existent killer.
Wow. Wow, that was so interesting.
I was the butler who was actually the escaped convict.
Of course you were.
Wow.
Yeah, and my one act is directed by Liam and Elijah.
Do we like Liam? I can't remember. Yes.
No.
Oh.
On this podcast, we don't.
I helped
on
Liam
this
with
podcast.
A couch.
Yeah.
We're going to
stop
talking about him.
Because
we have a whole couch on our stage.
Elijah, I don't think you're listening because during Glass, I told you about our podcast. And I think you thought I was kidding. And then Devin came over and told you to listen to it. And then he just kind of awkwardly laughed. So, Elijah, if you are listening.
You should be listening.
You should
Good
be
job.
Listening. Good job.
Okay, this topic's boring because a lot of people won't know who we're talking about.
No, but Janina said she was going to listen to the podcast if I was on it. So, hello, Janina.
Sure, she will.
Okay, now our next topic is, should you play Christmas music in November?
No, it's only meant for late December.
No.
Late?
Yeah.
No! What day of December is preferable for you?
After the 15th or the 11th of December.
Yikes. No. I'm playing my Taylor Swift Christmas album right after Thanksgiving, but I will be out of the country.
Oh, yeah, after Thanksgiving.
You already played it when I was in your car like a week
ago. Yeah, because it was snowing. If it's snowing.
It snowed on Halloween.
Yeah, so I listened to it on Halloween. Because I love it.
Devin, what do you think?
I am forever scarred of Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You. And I now think that it is a horrible song. And that is one of the only Christmas songs that I ever hear.
What about the My Chemical
Romance?
That
was not a question.
That's pretty fun. I just dislike Christmas music in general.
I think Devin has a stick up his butt.
It's fine for like a week, but we do it for literally months in Corral. And it just
last year,
so much.
Not all of us are in Corral, Devin.
Last year, my brother listened to Christmas music from June until February.
Oh, I love that.
No.
What happened in March, April, and May?
I don't know. I killed him.
I love Christmas.
Repeatedly.
Me too. Like, there's like good songs. I only get a short window to listen to it. So from like this second week of November onward, it's like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'll rock out to
Chicken Nugget and the Santa.
Or if
that's
you're 93.9, the semi-decent radio station, you play it through all of November as well.
What's a radio station?
Oh my gosh, have you listened to Sia's
puppy thing?
Yeah, the puppy one. Puppies are forever, not just for Christmas. I mean, it's so good. I love listening to that with my siblings. If you don't listen to it, you're sad. And you're probably going to die at 32.
My brother wants to get a horse for Christmas.
Oh my gosh, aww.
What's that?
Like actual horse?
And then it doesn't even like take care of our dog properly. I'm the only one who walks it. Then he's like, he just complains.
That's dumb.
That's kind of
What do you
weird.
Want for Christmas, Callum? If I was Santa Claus, what would you tell me?
I want earbuds.
That's it?
Yep.
Earbuds? That's boring. What color?
White.
Just like, do you want like AirPods or like
no.
What?
Wait, you want white ones?
Like just the normal
that
ones.
Sounds
like with
that
wires?
Sounds a little racist.
Yeah, with wires.
Why? That's what you want?
Yeah.
You want wires?
I don't know what else to get.
You don't want a horse?
No, just give me money.
What my grandma used to do, my grandma had 3 kids, and she'd spend the exact same amount on everybody. So if somebody got like, I don't know, like $50 worth of gifts, and somebody got like $46 worth of gifts, she'd give the person with $46 $4. So like the exact amount, people would just get like
Devin,
money
you
change.
Took all of it.
You had 2 cups, and you gave some to Grace. Stop
yeah.
being a little greedy bitch.
Callum always drinks all of our grape juice. Michelle and I barely get through half a cup, and he's like on his third. He's like, ugh.
Yeah.
Stop drinking it.
He's like, why are you so you greedy?
Welcome to episode 8, Intervention.
Callum, stop drinking all of our juice.
What I got for Christmas, I picked it out, one of the things, is a Taylor Swift sweatshirt.
Oh, also for Christmas, I want to do a Second City class, and so I'm going to ask that from my dad.
Aww.
It's like...
How do you plan on getting there?
The train.
Yeah.
By broomstick.
You're going to go get yourself to the train every day?
Match card? Every week.
Oh.
It's every Saturday. But I want to do... That was like this intro to acting course, and I've been like... I'm already introduced to the concept of theater. So I want to take the advanced one. And there's like two advanced ones, so... The advanced one is just really middle one. But I have to do like a resume and a cover letter.
Really?
So you were Elijah and Lena's I can't remember the name of his character.
Javert.
I think Columbia, my top college, actually runs this thing with Second City where you can go to become a comedy filmmaker specifically.
Oh, Devin, tell us about college. I want to hear. What are you thinking?
Yeah, what's a college to you?
A college.
How many did you apply to?
I am still applying.
Devin, talk louder. The microphone's better.
Yeah, Devin's like leaning all the way back. He doesn't want to be on camera.
No, I'm just leaning back because it's comfortable.
Stop being comfortable.
You don't deserve to be comfortable on this podcast.
Would you prefer this? I thought not.
I'm going to break up with you.
All they're going to hear is just us munching on Tex-Mex.
Stop.
So Devin wants to go to Purdue.
No,
and
I don't.
Become
I do
a Purdue.
Not.
Devin,
major in Brit
is
Lit.
Planning on becoming a British lawyer.
Specifically,
he's gonna be a British lawyer.
Be a British lawyer.
Britain has different. Laws
he's a lawyer, but he's only a lawyer for people with British accents living in America. And then his payment, he asks them to write his British accent.
The red coat defendant.
He goes, instead of paying me, write my British accent on a scale of 1 to 10. If you say anything less than a 9, he shoots you.
Hello, my name is Devin Flores, and I represent anyone who does not.
All right, that's enough
continent.
Of that. Devin, if Callum was Santa Claus, what would you ask from him?
I would ask him to stop drinking all of the sparkling grape juice. It's getting bad, Callum. We all want you to stop, Callum. We love you.
We should drink sparkling grape juice, but like, not really. We just all put it in our mouths and then spit it out. And
yeah.
Put it back into the bottle, and then Callum will drink that without him knowing.
I think that would be pretty excellent. No, I have vastly changed my mind about this rosé. This is not my favorite.
Yeah, because you put it in a glass that already had root beer in it.
No,
yeah.
No, but the root beer washed away.
No,
just
no,
the rosé
it didn't.
It did.
No, it didn't.
I would taste it. I know him too well.
Who's him?
I want to drink this
Sprecher's.
Water.
The voice is a demonstration.
I know Sprecher too well.
He's Sprecher.
This guy. The guy who made my root beer, Callum.
Oh my god.
Sprecher is Devin's other personality.
This podcast has just been a disaster. I feel like 4 people is too much. Because it's just constantly talking and we're all having
well,
different
like,
conversations.
Well,
it's
hey.
Like 3.5 because Devin doesn't really count.
Yeah, that's
and he's like
problem.
Leaning so far away from the mic that nobody knows what he's saying anyway.
I project my voice carries.
Part of being on a podcast is getting close to the microphone.
Okay, do you want to? Are you sure? Are you sure? Do you want to see who can get the most people
shut
to look
up.
Over at the room? Who can get the most people
Devin,
to look
shut.
At? For context,
there's only one girl and she's all the way
in,
over there.
For context, we're in a bit of a fishbowl setting. We are in a study room in the library with glass windows all around, and I want to see if anyone will notice if I yell.
There's
they
only
will.
One girl and she's over
guys.
There.
Hey, there's like
okay.
3 kids vaping over there.
Okay, well.
One guy got up.
Yesterday,
okay.
No, like the 6th episode, you guys were just talking at a normal voice, or like kind of loudly, and I walked outside and I could hear like everything that you were doing.
Oh my god! I just spilled water on Michelle's
face. Spilled water on my phone!
Sorry.
Oh my god! Go clean this up!
What do I?
Okay, we have 3 minutes left in this room, and there's a bunch of water everywhere.
They don't need to know.
You're just spreading
oh
it around.
God.
Somebody
you're
went to the bathroom.
Just spreading it around.
This yeah,
is,
give me your shirt, keys of the rack.
This
okay.
is quality podcast.
We bring you disaster ASMR.
Wait, we have to start.
Yeah.
We only have 2 minutes.
Well, thank you so much for listening, everyone, to this disastrous episode of Dollar Store Grape Juice. I wish our producer and technical director would stop fighting for once. But
also,
it's been a good run.
If I can't... There will be several moments throughout this episode where I raise the volume on Devin to the bit where he's talking all the way. And you still might not be able to hear him.
I was
so
okay.
If that happens, then it's not my fault.
I have a very pingy voice. My voice pings.
Your pingy voice?
What does that mean?
It carries a... Oh, my God.
No, it doesn't. You're stupid.
Devin's not like the other girls, you know?
Choir boy.
I didn't like that. Michelle, do you have any final remarks?
Yes. Give Taylor Swift back her masters. Thank you. And the podcast.
Her what?
I don't want to end it.
I'm going to end the freaking podcast!